Hi there, it's Margaret Nichols, and I want to welcome you to day 5 of our 7 days of awakening meditation. Welcome back. Thanks for being here. And today we will talk about the idea and concept of our external world being a reflection of our internal world. And that goes for a lot of different ways. So it means the way that we're feeling inside causes reactions outside of us. It also works in reverse, which means anything that happens outside of us is connected to something that's happening inside of us. So, you know, we could try to break it down really simply and say, oh, someone who has hate and violence in their heart is going to have hate and violence outside in their life. But really, it's a much more sophisticated concept than that, because we operate on so many energetic levels at all time, and there's so many of those levels that we can't even begin to fathom or understand right now. So that is one way of looking at it, but we want to look at it again in that very small micro level. Why this idea is so useful is that it gives us complete responsibility for what's happening inside our life. So I know any time that there's been something that I haven't liked, right? I've had a relationship end in a way I didn't want it to end, or someone treated me poorly, or I wasn't great to someone else, I could kind of go inside and say, what in me is calling that in? What inside of me do I need to heal so that that doesn't happen again? Because I really didn't like that and I don't want that to happen again. And that can look like anything like missing out on a job that was a ton of money and maybe our prosperity conscious wasn't big enough for it, or missing out on a relationship, or being treated poorly in a relationship and having to cultivate those boundaries that I'm like, you know what, I don't like that and I won't stand for it. And until I say no to that kind of abusive behavior, I'm going to keep attracting the guys that are going to be abusive toward me. And that also works on a physical and energetic level. Louise Hay, who I'm sure some of you are familiar with, who started a whole publishing company, Hay House, you know, one of the biggest book of her life was something called You Can Heal Her Life. And in the book, there's a little index. So there's like a little index. You could look up what your ailment is, right? And you'd say earache. And it'd say, oh, earache is, and I don't know what it is for earache, but it's like, you know, unresolved feelings about your such and such. And there was literally something like that for each possible malady that you could have. And so you'd go and look up what it was. But in that way, you know, you hear that cancer is unresolved anger, and all of these physical ailments that we have are because we are holding on to things in our bodies that we're not willing to let go of. And if we had the tools and solutions such as these to really go into those things and bring awareness to them, those things could spontaneously heal. And that's what a lot of holistic medicine is about that right now. And the great idea of this too is that my external world is a reflection of my internal world. It really gets you off of the victimhood page, right? It's really, that's not about that other person. That's not, and of course there are instances where things are violent and abusive and whatever it is, but even in those instances, and I'm speaking as someone who's had these instances in my life, so I'm not just speaking about something that I'm not aware of or have no idea about. Even in those instances, I could go back to those situations and say, and see how I wasn't in my power. And regardless of whether I was in my power or not, and whether I should have been or not, maybe I was young enough, which in some cases I was, to not have been in power or control of a situation. Later, when we take the ownership of that and we see it's something inside ourselves, and when we heal it, the tremendous strength and growth that can come from that is so remarkable. That's why so many great teachers and healers are these people that have these completely transformative journeys, because they've taken that time to look inside and really look at all the icky bits and to own them and to say, you know what, I think this is affecting my outside life. And so I want to go in and heal this. I don't want to be this way. I don't want to have this illness or sickness or act this way in my life. And so how can I address this? But that's a really big step to take if we haven't taken it already. You know, it's a really big step to take to stop blaming other people for our lives, to get angry at the guy who ghosted you, or to be upset at the parents who were abusive, or to take it out on someone else because they got the job and you didn't, right? All of those things are much easier to do to point other fingers. But when we heal that stuff in ourselves and we come to peace with it inside of our bodies, what happens is our external world reflects that clarity. Just in the same way that we were talking about feng shui and how your life can be a mess if your main closet is a mess. I say main closet because I live in New York and a lot of people here only have one closet. But if your closets are a mess, right, you could be perfect everywhere else. But like you open up that closet and it's a disaster, well, that's going to reflect somewhere on your life. And when we have the courage to look at it and clean it up and stop pointing fingers, that's when it gets healed. And what magically happens, and this is the divine piece of it that I've experienced in my life, is when we do that, whatever that external conflict is, it heals without having to do anything with anyone else. Usually don't have to have a talk or a forgiveness thing or whatever. Just that situation stops presenting itself in the same way and it spontaneously heals itself. That is the grace. And this is also really dangerous territory when people start to get in their head about this concept and start to get in their head about the concept of God or responsibility or all of those things, right? Because if our external world is a reflection of our internal world, so meaning whatever happens inside of us draws to us what happens outside of us, that's when people start to bring in things like, what about the Holocaust? And what about blah, 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 you know, this atrocity? And how could those people have brought that situation to them? And I think that if we all had the big answers, then we wouldn't be on this journey of inquiry together. And, you know, I've certainly seen and experienced some larger answers for myself, but it's not even something for me to share because until you experience that for yourself, it's just going to be me talking at you and not your own truth. So I'm just going to offer this to you as a concept and as something that you can try out for yourself and put aside the larger things of, well, I can think of all of these instances of my mind where this can't hold true and people are really victimized and they should be blaming and blah, blah, blah. And to say, you know what, let me just try it out for myself and see if I can transform something in my own heart by really taking responsibility for everything in my life that I'm not loving has something to do with how I'm reacting to it inside of myself. And so with that idea fresh in our minds right now, I want you to close your eyes if you're able to. Perhaps move to a quieter, more still place. And take a nice deep breath in your body. And start to sink into it a little deeper, into your cells, into your being. And we'll meet again in that dark, warm, sacred heart space right in the center of your chest. And here again, if you feel comfortable or you want to continue to practice, you can ask in or invite or invoke that universal love or that divine force, that knowingness, your higher self. And you can ask that space to illuminate inside your heart. And as it's sitting there waiting for you, I want you to bring to heart and mind an instant of something in your life that has been uncomfortable or distasteful to you. So this could have been your thing from yesterday still, where you didn't act aligned with your highest good. It could be something where someone did something to you that you felt you weren't treated fairly, or you weren't treated in the manner with which you had hoped. And just bring that instant to your heart and see it in there. And just take a nice deep breath surrounding it. And then maybe ask your heart, why did this instance happen in my life? What in me drew this to me? Why did this come forth to be healed? How would I have wanted this to go differently? And without needing any answers, just allowing the space around the question to perhaps consider that we have a finger in this pudding. The finger in the pudding to show us what we need to learn, to show us what we need to grow. And even if we don't believe that, if we want to fight against this injustice, and perhaps we still can fight against it, this isn't lying down on the tracks and letting it go forever. But even when we want to fight against it or for it, could it have been brought here to wake something up in us? Could it potentially be a gift to open up our eyes? And can we start to see, or if we already see, then we deepen our understanding that the awareness that this conflict might have been born from somewhere within us is a gift of perspective. And to have that kind of wide-range perspective over conflict in our life gives us tremendous sense of empowerment and dignity. Because the only weight we give to another situation, pain or hurt or frustration or anger, comes from ourselves. And then we release others from needing to be perfect. And because we are all connected in an energetic force, we also release ourselves from needing to be perfect. And in that dual release, healing transpires. So take a nice deep breath into your body. And the theme here, the idea here today is not to come to some concrete conclusion, but it's instead to start to be curious about this concept and this practice. If something terrible, or not even terrible, something not great, icky, frustrating, uncomfortable happens outside of you, you can ask, how is my finger in this pudding? And all we need to do is keep asking the question and keep asking the question. Namaste.